There are still 2 weeks to go before Election Day, but many ballots have already been cast by people voting absentee. Most of the U.S. troops who intend to participate from overseas have voted. The military made a big push this year to make sure servicemen and women knew how to vote. At a U.S. base in southern Baghdad, some of the soldiers told us about their decisions.
Hey, my name is Lieutenant Little. I'm from Bel Air, Maryland. I voted for Bush. The main reason for Bush is he's a Christian Republican and I'm a Christian Republican. Kerry's main point was, he wants to take us out of Iraq, and I don't think leaving Iraq is going to help Iraq, and those were the main reasons I voted for Bush.
My name is Richard Fiesel. I'm from Fort Hood, Texas, and I'm voting for George Bush. I believe in everything, way things have been going, and I believe in his ways and what he's been doing. But right now we're at a time of war, and I feel that since he's in the seat now, he knows what's going on. We need to continue, not have someone come in new that doesn't know what's all going on.
My name is Cindy Del Rio, Specialist E4, and I'm from Riverside, California. I voted for John Kerry because I just figure it's a better choice for us out here. Now that I'm out here, I know that it's just hard being out here, being away from home, and hopefully our new president, well, John Kerry, can do something about that.
My name is Sergeant First Class James Jennings from Mississippi, and I voted for Kerry. When you're in the service, I mean, no matter who the president, I mean, we're still going to be doing what we do. So, I mean, one way or another, it doesn't really affect me. So, but it does affect my family, and, you know. And like I said, that's the way I was raised. So the way it affects my family is that's why I'm voting Democrat. So,
my name is Rod D. Key. I'm a United States Army pilot. I am an undecided voter at this time. I don't like some of the stuff Kerry's done in the past. And I'm leaning more towards Bush because I know he's man enough to stand up and fight for what he believes in. I'm considering Kerry because I don't believe he believes in this war, and I don't believe he wants us here. So I believe he might pull us out of this theater as quick as he possibly can. I got a wife and two kids at home. I miss my daughter walking. I'm missing my son walking. I'm kind of upset about that, but that's self-centered.
American soldiers in Baghdad talking about their votes and leanings in the U.S. presidential election. The approach to this year's election in the U.S. is also being watched closely by Iraqis. The Bush-Kerry debates were broadcast on Arab satellite television channels. NPR's Emily Harris asked some Iraqis about their views on American politics.
For shop owner Anwar, a married man with three children, the answer is simple.
George Bush.
George Bush, because he freed us from Saddam.
To fruit seller Mushtaq Qadim Abbas, that's not as important as what happened after Saddam's fall.
We would vote for John Kerry because he's better than George Bush in many ways. Bush claimed that when sovereignty would be transferred to Iraqis, the U.S. troops will leave the cities and move to compounds and bases outside towns. But what he said was totally untrue.
Kerry is generally unknown in Iraq, and for some, that has a certain appeal. One government worker put it this way. I've seen Bush, he said. I know nothing about Kerry, so he could be better. A Kurdish man felt the opposite. He believes Bush has promised to support the Kurdish people, and he's not sure whether Kerry would do the same. Raad Obaid, in his 50s, is undecided. He worries Kerry may be making empty promises.
Just talking. Just to improve himself that he's better than the others. It's, just to get the presidential.
But Obaid is not sure Bush is a leader he could trust.
Mr. Bush is very nervous when he's talking. And I feel from his face when he's talking to TV, as he is some things who make a mistake and he don't know how to cover these mistakes to the other people.
Raida Al-Wakil, a translator working with the U.S. military, says it doesn't matter who wins the U.S. election.
Actually, it's no big difference. It's in the American policy, the same. If you change the president, it's the same thing. It's the same policy toward Iraq or toward other Arab countries. It's the same thing.
Odeed Abdal is a Christian woman who lives near a church destroyed by a bomb in Baghdad this weekend. Who would she vote for? She asks the same question many Iraqis do.
Who's going to make a peace here in Iraq? I don't care. Who's going to make a peace in Iraq?
if they can tell me who's going to get peace here, I can, you know, select one of them. Otherwise, it makes no difference.
Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.